You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, it's a desperate situation, isn't it, Man City? And you would not think a team that, and a club that spent the kind of money they've spent and invested, not only in the playing staff but the coaching staff and the manager, of course, that they're in a desperate situation. And they are in a you know, bringing Yaya Touré back was a desperate situation. He's a player that Pep couldn't wait to get rid of at Barcelona. And they've had to bring him in because he's so short. I mean, he's so short all over. People talk about the defensive problems at City, and there are major ones. But midfield isn't you know, ticking along very nicely either. I just think Man City, when I look at them, more I look at them this season, they're a bunch of show ponies who basically, Guardiola's got to, you know, basically completely overhaul that squad. And, you know, I think he's basically proven a point almost game by game. They weren't great against Liverpool, but this is a different story. Burnley, I was looking at their form, you know, their home form. They'd be, you know, if the Premier League table was based on home form, they'd be third. 22 points from a possible 13. It's incredible. But if it was based on away form, they would be rock bottom. They picked up 1 point. They've scored two goals away from home. And however bad I think Man City are at the moment, this is the kind of game where they'll treat it like a training match. And although I think Sean Dyche, I keep talking about Burnley away from home because this has been the story. We knew it at the beginning of the season, this is how they'd approach home and away games. But we've talked about them before and thought, oh, maybe, but they've got to try something different. They're fine at home, no problems there, ticking along really nicely. So away from home, Sean, just try something different. Go for it a little bit more. You know, you've got nothing to lose. None of your fans are expecting you to pick up points, particularly in this game. So I think they will. I think, you know, he might have to play two up top. He might have to actually get at this City side and you know, go down fighting, as it were. But Man City will win the game. And again, I'm repeating myself in a lot of these games. But although Burnley haven't scored many goals, I think Man City aren't in a great place. They'll win the game. But they'll do it in a way that I think, and they have been known to do this, not a disrespectful manner to their opponents, but a casual approach, I think, to this kind of game. They'll probably end up winning 3-4-1. But I think it's the one that Burnley will get that will lead me again to look at Man City victory and both teams to score at 9-5. Or alternatively, a Man City winning over 2.5 goals. You cannot see Burnley getting anything from the game, and they won't. But it's just about Man City and their approach.
And Man City to win and both teams to score is available at 9-5 on the William Hill website right now. Both previous Premier League meetings, interestingly enough, between these two sides at the Etihad have finished all square, 3-3 and 2-2. Yeah. And both times Burnley equalised in the final 10 minutes. It is that away form for Burnley that's a concern here, Derek. But I thought Manchester City at Liverpool, they had a lot of possession. They didn't create, I can't remember them creating a clear-cut opportunity in that match.
No, they didn't. I mean, it was, you know, we should have been hanging on for dear life, Liverpool, given the possession City had in the second half. But they never really threatened. They never looked like scoring. You know, so powder puff up front, one pace in midfield, it seems, and a joke of a defence. So you can be my guest if you want to back City here at 2-11. You can also be my guest if you have beer as well, by the way. I just don't think they're any kind of better, those odds, the way they're playing. I mean, Pep Guardiola, if he had any hair, he'd be tearing them out because he must have thought City, you know, some of the players they've got, you know, this is a squad here. I'm going to do some damage with this squad. But he must be thinking, Jesus, you know, I should have stayed in Germany because he's got a big job on there. The players are playing with no confidence whatsoever. And I can't bring myself to back Burnley at big odds because they just, I don't know what it is. They're just unrecognisable away from home from the team we see at Turf Moor every other week. But I'm looking at the anytime goal scorers and Burnley will score against City. I mean, you know, any side will score against City with that defence. And Andre Gray, who's just scored a hat-trick, 3-1 to score any time. He's got the pace. He's full of confidence. I think that's a massive price. I honestly think that is a massive price. And that's my only bet in this fixture. Andre Gray to score at any time, 3-1.
Acca 5 is William Hill's new Acca insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.